It's 8:12 on Connect FM, and it is your morning connection for a Friday, a frigid Friday morning. But making it in to talk with us a little bit this morning is State Representative Mike Armanini as we go around PA 75th. And State Representative Armanini, thank you so much for taking the time to make it in this morning.
As always, thank you so much, Dan, for the invite. And yes, it was a little chilly out there, but yeah. You know, hopefully our little groundhog over the weekend will be, what is it, see his shadow? Or doesn't see his shadow?
I think he doesn't see his shadow. That means early spring.
Let's hope he's geared for an early spring for us, because I would say everyone would welcome that.
Well, I have a special prediction. I think spring arrives in 6 weeks, no matter what Phil says.
Okay, I'm with you on that. All right.
Well, it is great having you in here. And we try to do this every month with State Representative Armanini to get caught up to date and up to speed on what's going on at the state capitol and what's going on here around the 75th District of Pennsylvania, which includes the northern part of Clearfield County and all of Elk County. And today, I want to bring up an issue that's kind of been uncovered with the recent unrest that's happening in the state of Minnesota these days. And of course, a lot of the distraction there seems to be, you know, regarding immigration enforcement and the operations of ICE there. But the underlying issue in Minnesota really is about fraud that has been investigated for some time now and really is starting to be uncovered. And during this whole process of the past several weeks, also issues have been brought to light about great fraud, which is taking place in the state of California. So my question to you, State Representative Armanini, would be, do you think that we might have a big fraud problem in the Commonwealth of Pennsylvania? And if so, what are we doing about that?
Well, you know, as of right now, I don't believe anything is being done in the Commonwealth in regards to looking for that. But that is something that definitely legislation, the administration, the governor, we should always be looking to where fraud could possibly be occurring and, you know, how it is affecting all of us. Yeah. You know, when you hear things like this, there's truth to it. Mm-hmm. So, you know, normally what is happening there over here is most likely happening here too.
True.
And, you know, it's something that we have to look at. And I always frown when, you know, people, legislators, you know, oh, no, we can't do this, we can't do that. You know, let's face it, you know, Pennsylvania is in a money crunch. Mm-hmm. You know, we just got done with this budget in June. Next week, when I go back to Harrisburg, we hear the governor will come out with his new budget. Okay, well, we're not even 6 months into this old, quote, budget. It's already, you know, we're still $4 billion over of how much we have coming into Pennsylvania.
Yeah.
You know, it's time you got to tighten the purse strings. You know, you have to make sure where money is going to is being used correctly. True. And it's not being abused. So I think it's something that should be a important issue, and it's something that should take precedence in making sure that all funding and no fraud is taking place.
Yeah.
So, I think we need to always put a watchful eye on everything because, you know, like anything, fraud is always there. There is always something who's finding a way to beat the system.
Right.
We need to start beating the system by making sure they are not able to beat the system.
True. And when we're dealing with such massive amounts of money.
Unbelievable.
It seems to me it would be so easy, even if fraud is not taking place, you can uncover areas where you have, so to speak, money falling between the cracks just because it's such large amounts and keeping track of that. I mean, we know the challenge it is in our small businesses. You've had great experience operating, businesses in the Tri-County area and even in our households, how you can lose track of money. And then when you're talking about billions of dollars, there's got to be a way to make everyone more accountable.
Right. And, you know, all the agencies throughout the, you know, the state that are being used, I'm going to take DEP, for an example, you know, Department of Environmental Protection. You know, they received, I believe it was like $75 million from the federal government through the AMLR funding that I'm just starting to unravel things because I have some abandoned wells up in Elk County, gas wells, that, you know, they have an extensive odor to them, and DEP's coming out and saying they have no funding. How can you have no funding? So just getting started on that, and, and I don't, you know, we're going to be running down the rabbit hole or what, but we have some questions, and, you know, trying to make sure I get with the Secretary of DEP and to address where's all this money going?
Yeah.
You know, it's brought here to, you know, take care of these abandoned wells.
Right.
And where is it? You're all, it's not even February, and you have your agency telling constituents there's no money.
Mm.
You got to be kidding me.
Well, we'll be interested in hearing updates as we move forward throughout 2026.
Yes, that'll definitely be an interesting topic as we dig into it.
Yeah, but financial accountability is, I think, is going to be a very big issue.
I believe so.
This upcoming year.
And it definitely should be.
It should always be. It should be every year. Exactly. Let's move to a lighter note.
Okay.
after tackling that big issue. And that is the Pennsylvania Farm Show. We are so blessed in this Commonwealth to have the Pennsylvania Farm Show, I believe the largest indoor farm show anywhere in the world. And I know that's always a big event. And I know that you, Representative Armanini, always get to the farm show. And I assume that you did as this year as well.
I did. I was able to go down to the farm show to present a Century Farm Award to the Keck Farm in Penfield.
Yeah, congratulations.
So that was, you know, a very nice opportunity to acknowledge them and so forth. And, you know, you're right. It's amazing. Everything that is there, and it just really makes you think of how important agriculture is in Pennsylvania. And of course, it was extra special to wear one of G.T. Thompson's Make Agricultural Great Again green hats. I've had one for a while now, so that was good that, you know, finally have the whole milk bill passed, you know, which is going to help kids, you know, and so forth. So that's always a good thing. But, you know, it was nice. There were two young ladies from the district, Helena Hollenbaugh, who, you know, she won in the Draft Horse and Mule Association at the show. So very proud of her. And then also, I believe that Lauren Kennedy, who, of course, is the Clearfield County Fair Queen, she's competing for the State Fair Queen, and I think that's going on right now. Mm. So wishing her all the best, too. I've had the pleasure of meeting both of these fine young ladies, and it's just really refreshing when you just see youth wanting to grow and, you know, all their ambitions. And so it's always nice to see, okay, where are these two going to go?
Yeah.
I'm sure they're going to excel.
That's super. And it's always a bright spot for our area because, you know, agriculture is so big here. And we have the county fairs, which are still centered on agriculture. And then, of course, every January we have the Pennsylvania Farm Show. So we appreciate that update.
Oh, thank you.
And before we wrap things up for this month, let's talk about some of the other things going on around the district. I see that there's some opportunities for young people to sign up for some different things, including a Pennsylvania House Scholarship and also youth camp, which is conducted by the Army National Guard and by the State Police. Could you tell us a little more about those?
Yes, you know, of course, every year there's always the Pennsylvania House Scholarship that they can apply for. And, you know, I strongly encourage any seniors in the 75th District to do that. that information is real easy. In all honesty, all you need to do is type in my name, Mike Armanini, and it's going to direct you to my website. It's, you know, to be able for you to fill things out and so forth. So that's always, you know, something that it enhances communities by, you know, allowing these scholarships to be, you know, brought out. So I hope to see some seniors from the 75th District apply for that to try and help them, you know, get that and so forth. And, you know, of course, the youth camp with the Army Guard, the Pennsylvania State Police, any young individual who's considering a law enforcement career, this is something that really is a opening door for them to see what it is like. You know, talking to some kids who have went through that, they just love it, you know, and of course it gives the state police and so forth a real good opportunity to have one-on-one with these individuals, because we know, you know, just like everything in the state, we need more law enforcement people coming through and so forth. So two very good programs that I'm happy to be able to share with everyone. So if you're on your way to school today and you got 10 minutes, go on your phone and look for these two things.
There you go.
Do some creative searching today.
The students have a little extra time this morning with the schools operating on the delay because of those frigid temperatures. Mm-hmm. Representative Armanini, I'm afraid we're going to have to send you back out into those cold temperatures. Hope that you stay warm. And next month, we'll look forward to getting an update on that new budget that's going to be presented.
Yes, it'll be interesting.
All right. Thank you so much.
Thank you. Have a good day.